Der Pop-Talk. Hashtag Jazz. Der Pop-Talk heute mit Julia Biel im Studio. Aus London ist sie zu uns gekommen mit der unverwechselbaren Stimme, hochdekoriert mit Preisen seit ihrem ersten Album Not Alone in 2005 erschienen, kommt sie jetzt mit ihrem dritten Studioalbum und das ist selbst betitelt zu uns. Und jetzt ist sie hier und wir lernen die Frau hinter der Musik kennen und das auf Englisch. Hello Julia Biel.
Hello Nabil, wie geht's?
We'll speak some German with you, yeah?
And bisschen, yeah.
After the first song from her album, which is the first single, and we'll talk about it later, Wasting Breath. This is the Pop Talk, wie immer von und mit Nabil Atassi, heute auf Denglisch.
What's the point of calling me? There's nothing more to say. Raking all ancient history, we both know who's to blame. Don't talk to me, you broke my heart. You can't press rewind. Something to decide. When it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, it's over, yeah, you know. And it's over, yeah, it's over. Why can't you let me go? You brought me love, it wasn't long ago that we were flying high. Now it's over, yeah, it's over. Why'd you keep on asking why? So yeah.
Das ist Julia Biel und die ist bei mir im Studio. Das ist der Pop Talk. Wir schreiben unsere Hashtag Jazz Serie und ich freue mich sehr, dass sie da ist. Julia Biel, das Album hat sie nach sich selbst benannt und Julia spricht auch ein bisschen Deutsch, auch wenn sie aus London kommt. Julia, dein neues Album hast du einfach genannt wie dich selbst. Gibt es dafür einen Grund?
Ja, es gab viele Gründe dafür eigentlich. Ich hatte das Gefühl, dass mit diesem Album erreichte ich irgendeinen Meilenstein, sagt man das?
Ja.
Im Bereich meiner Identität. Deswegen wollte ich die Musik danken dafür und auch sagen, dass ich habe diesen Meilenstein erreicht. Und auch wollte ich sagen, dass ich nur ein Person bin und endlich, ich bin
vielseitig.
Vielseitig, ja, ich bin vielseitig und beurteile mich nicht ohne meine Musik zu hören, ohne mich zu verstehen und dass ich nur eine Person bin, so wie du.
Eine wichtige Aussage finde ich in diesen Tagen. And there's so much of your German left. There's a reason for it. You're half German actually. Your mother is German. And your father is South African, but you grew up in London.
That's right.
There was some impact of all of this together into your music. What was it, actually?
Well, the impact was that, when you have parents who are from other cultures and then they've gone to another culture to live and, their backgrounds were challenging. They had a lot of things that they were, they were escaping from, if you like, And so they didn't bring us up with a huge amount of cultural awareness of our heritage. So we were obviously visually a bit different from your regular people in suburban London, especially in the 70s. Mm. So we knew we were different, but we didn't really know enough about our background. And so there was a bit of a void, really. That was there, culturally speaking. There was, it's not like I grew up knowing anything about German literature or music or food or anything like that, and same with my South African father as well. We just didn't really talk too much about the challenges because they wanted to protect us from their stories. And so there was this void that was there and I didn't really understand that. I just sort of felt something that was missing, and I gradually gravitated towards music and expressed myself with the music as a means to try to understand myself. For me, anyway, coming from other cultures, my temperament is not what you would call typically English, and that took some understanding and some navigating as well. So that was another reason that sort of led me to I need to get a handle on who I am here,
So this is like the look or the search for identities, really something that plays a role in your life and also in your music.
Absolutely, in my music. I mean, it wasn't something that I started out knowingly realizing. I didn't realize, I'm doing music to find my identity. It's just something as I've gone in more and more into music, obviously you question yourself, like, why does my music sound this way? And why am I writing these songs? And why, all of these questions that you have to answer for yourself. And that's my conclusion, is that when you bring things out of your subconscious and then you create, in my case, I'm using music, and then you have to examine what you've created, and therefore you understand yourself a little bit better each time. And that's what I'm feeling. Like, this is my third album, and I'm feeling as if, like, I'm combining all of my influences and my personality into my music, and it brings me great joy to do that.
Would you think that there was a development through the albums that could also help you find a musical identity that you might have found on this album now?
Oh, for sure. I remember when I made my first album. My first album was a little bit different because the songs were written in collaboration with a guitarist who I recorded with called Johnny Phillips. So those songs are therefore not so entirely me, because they really are the place where we met in the middle. But at that time, even that is quite a strong statement, because I wanted to make music. I wanted to learn about music. I'm self-taught as a singer and as a musician and as a songwriter and as a producer. So I wanted to, get stuck in, and I knew I didn't have all the skills at that time. But I was ready for the next big move, which was to really find my own musical voice and write my own songs on my own, which is what I did for the Love Letters and Other Missiles.
And you also have new musicians on the album, and we will talk about your new album after the second song that we will hear. The first one was called Wasting Breath, which is the first single from the album. This next song is called The Wilderness, and this is the Pop Talk, and we have Julia Beal.
Barely breathing, I'm holding back. Tears, I'm choking on all that I said to you then. I can't go back, can't go forwards, can't control that. Was there ever a night so black, so
Julia Beal. This song is called, they say, The Wilderness. You are of British origin, I would say. I mean, even if your parents are German and South African, South African and German. But you grew up in Britain. Your music is influenced by many things we can hear. It's not only jazz, it's different styles that are mixed together. But we were just talking about it, and you told me the good thing about your music is that it's accessible.
Well, that's what I like to think, yeah. I'm always sure that's for people to decide, but...
And I can hear your strong voice. That is, it's different from maybe this typical jazz kind of intonation that you do. So
yeah, well, you know, when you say this typical jazz intonation, that's quite an interesting statement right there, because, you know, I'm influenced by singers, jazz singers like Billie Holiday and Nina Simone, who were self-taught, really, and who just had very characterful voices. So they weren't typical of anything. They were just being themselves, and that's what I have tried to learn from them, and probably picked up some of what they do on the way as well, but because obviously they are the pioneers. And it's the individuality about jazz that I love, you know, the fact that it promotes that within the music, whether you're an instrumentalist or a singer, you know, it's all about finding your own voice. And so I've done that, and I've incorporated other styles because, you know, this is 2018 and I'm growing up listening to lots of things, and why would I deny some of those things?
You have a new band on this album.
Yeah.
Do you completely change musicians after a production? You say, no, that's...
Oh, no.
Like Björk?
Oh, no. Is that what she does? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a sort of natural evolution of things. I mean, Björk is very conceptualist, obviously, and with the concepts probably comes a complete radical change of band, you know. I'm not such a conceptualist. I'm just about, you know, writing songs that move me and playing with people who I enjoy playing with. And as long as they're happy to play with me and I'm happy to play with them, then everyone's happy, you know. But things evolve and people get different opportunities sometimes, or you feel like, oh, maybe you're going to emphasize more of a certain kind of sound, perhaps, you know. So there might be sort of natural evolutions. I definitely am not going to stay in one place creatively, hopefully, anyway.
You play guitar and piano, mm-hmm. also on stage, mm-hmm. and you also taught yourself all the singing.
Yeah.
So that must be a lot of work.
Well, yeah, I mean... I always enjoyed singing from quite an early age. I had about I started to realize that I really enjoyed it from about the age of 11, and I had a music teacher at school, you know, like this sort of classroom music teacher, who recognized that I had a voice, and she was very encouraging, and she'd give me the solos in the little concerts and what have you, and she'd sometimes, you know, stay after school and coach me a little bit, you know, and encourage me.
Oh. Really?
So, yeah.
Did you invite her to one of your concerts then?
No, you know, I'm not in touch with her anymore. I really wish I was. But anyway, Mrs. Hughes, if you're out there, you're hearing this, I haven't forgotten you. And thank you very much. Because she was very encouraging and set me on a road to kind of enjoying singing. But it was still a long road after that to sort of find my own voice, you know, within the singing, and just develop it to a point where I was happy with it. I recorded a lot at home and listened back to myself to understand what it was sounding like and to understand what doing certain things did to the sound. So when you say it was a lot of work, I guess it was, but it was enjoyable because I, you know, that's what I really wanted to do. So it didn't really feel like work.
You said you write songs that move yourself. So they obviously do move other people and also the critics, because you've had a lot of prizes since you started doing music in 2005. I only name maybe the BBC Jazz Award that you won and some other stuff. How important is that for you? Where do you want to go? Is there something you really want to reach and say, I want this certain amount of success, maybe a hit or anything else? Is that important for you?
Well, the main thing is, you know, in this day and age, it's like, I just want to be able to carry on doing what I'm doing. You know, I think if I'm able to do that, then that is success already. And if there are any extra trappings come along or opportunities, then great. You know, but as long as I can carry on writing my songs and playing my songs to people who enjoy them, that's already amazing.
Yeah, and touring is a good point. You have some concerts going on.
Yeah.
Right now, for example, in Germany, I only can name them. You are playing in Berlin, A-Train in April.
25th,
yes. Mm-hmm. And 26th, you go to Dresden. There's a jazz club called Tonne, which is a pretty nice club.
Yes,
and you go to Stuttgart, Big Jazz Club, and then you go to Jazzfest Bonn. And I'm sure there will be other dates too.
Yeah, I'm playing in Innsbruck on May the 3rd at Treibhaus. Hmm. And May the 5th, Jazzfest Bonn, yeah.
So it's started off, it's set up to go with the new album right now.
Yeah, it's great. Great
yeah.
team.
And I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you, Nabil.
Maybe you want to say something in German in the end.
Not at first. Yeah.
It was nice to have you here.
Vielen Dank.
Sehr schön, dich hier zu haben.
Es war sehr schön, hier zu sein. Und danke vielmals für die Einladung.
That was Julia Biel at the Pop Talk, and we are finishing now with a beautiful song from the new album. It's called Hymn to the Unknown. Und das war der Pop Talk, wie immer von und mit Nabila Tassi. Ciao, Julia.
Ciao, Nabil.
I don't know what's coming next. I take a leap of faith with every step. Got to believe so far the best. I've had plans that did not come to pass. I've known days I wished would always last. Time's gone slow and I wish time won't go so fast. It's beyond singing. My control is beyond everything.